Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, the presidency and seats in Congress are not the only offices on the ballot in November. The upcoming election will also determine control of state legislatures across the country. And in many states, that will also determine which party gets to redraw the congressional districts. We're going to take a look at that now, the outlook for state houses across the country, with Politico reporter Zach Montalero. Hi, Zach.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, so redistricting happens every 10 years, and the last time it happened after the 2010 midterm elections, in President Obama's first term, Republicans won big that year. Which party has the advantage going into 2020?
Well, right now, it's certainly looking a lot different than 2010. In 2010, Republicans wiped the floor with Democrats. I don't think anyone would deny that. And now Republicans still control a lot of these chambers, but Democrats are very, very close to flipping a lot of chambers and getting a lot of footholds in a bunch of redistricting states in the next year.
And what kind of difference could that make for congressional races if Democrats do end up flipping a lot of these legislative chambers?
Yeah, who controls these chambers is incredibly important. It's something like a handful of state legislative races, about 60 of them, could ultimately decide how over 100 congressional seats are redrawn, and in fact, much more than that. So with Democrats being so close to flipping chambers in states like Texas, North Carolina, Florida, you know, when it's really only a couple of seats here and there that could really decide the majority, Republican or Democrats, what would be small state house races, races that wouldn't draw a lot of attention, are going to be incredibly consequential for what Congress looks like in the next 10 years and what those state legislatures look like too, because they're going to be redrawing their own maps in some situations as well.
Well, let's talk about a few of the states that you just mentioned. Democrats in Texas are trying to break up what they call a Republican trifecta there, which means Republicans control both chambers of the state legislature as well as the governorship. Tell us what's going on in Texas.
Yeah, so I think Texas will be the most competitive state down ballot for state legislative races. Everybody is gunning for it. I think you could probably conservatively estimate the amount of money going in from both sides to be in the tens of millions, if not a lot more than that. In a universe 10 years ago, you couldn't really imagine Democrats ever chipping away. Democrats are really, really close to doing so in both chambers. Collectively, between the state House and the state Senate, they need to flip about 13 seats in both to flip both chambers. Both of these chambers are in play.
Uh-huh. What about Florida, where Republicans have a trifecta as well? They control both chambers of the legislature and the governorship. Is that likely to change after the 2020 election?
Yeah, so Florida is another one of the states where right now Republicans control every lever for the redistricting process, but Democrats could theoretically change that. You know, Florida is the state where Democratic dreams go to die every cycle, be it a governor's race, be it a Senate race, be it the presidency. But that being said, Democrats are pretty dang close in both chambers. They need, you know, about 13 seats in the state House chamber or 3 seats in the state Senate chamber to get a majority. It's no guarantee they pick it up, of course. But especially in the state House, there's a handful of Republicans there that represent districts that Hillary Clinton carried in 2016. So Democrats are also investing a lot of money into that state, too, to try to flip one of the chambers. You know, again, Florida has historically, you know, like Lucy and the football, pulled away from the Democrats at the last minute, but right, they're expected to be competitive this year at least.
Okay, and what about North Carolina? Republicans there control both chambers of the state legislature, but not the governor's office. That would be Democrat Roy Cooper. North Carolina could be a crucial swing state in the presidential race this time around. What's going on there? What are you watching for in terms of the state legislature?
Yeah, so the interesting thing about North Carolina is that despite the fact that Governor Cooper, a Democrat, controls the governor's mansion, he doesn't have much of a say in the redistricting process at all. That state has seen its map drawn and redrawn several times over the last decade due to court orders, so it's going to be another big battleground. There, Democrats, again, are close in both chambers, and that's really the situation in state after state across the country, that even where Republicans control both chambers, Democrats are close. It's, can they flip the seats that Hillary Clinton carried in 2016? Because that would get them a heck of a lot closer. It's a big deal for Democrats in North Carolina. It's a state that's increasingly becoming purple on the national scale, and Democrats hope to match that in the state legislative race as well.
What other states are you watching closely?
So one state I think that's actually kind of interesting to watch is Kansas. You know, not what you would typically think of as a super competitive state, but their Democrats have kind of the opposite. They have the governor's mansion, but they have super minorities in both chambers. So Democrats want to protect the veto of their governor in that state. And if they can flip a couple of seats in each chamber, they could do that. They don't have to get a majority. They won't get anywhere close to a majority. But what they're looking for is to have not a supermajority. So that's going to be interesting in Kansas. And, you know, you can basically follow the presidential race to try to find the most competitive state legislative races as well. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Georgia, states like Pennsylvania, states like Minnesota. Those two will all have competitive races. Minnesota is kind of the opposite, that in Minnesota, Republicans are trying to pick up seats to prevent Democrats from having a trifecta there. Republicans right now have the state Senate. They would like to make some gains in the state House, but there's a Democratic governor.
That is reporter Zach Montalero of Politico. Zach, thank you.
Thanks for having me.